This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, you were sleeping. They came and took it all away.
So we're in the fourth hour. In 5 minutes, I will step down from this broadcasting seat and hand it over to Stu Peters. For myself, I have a $64 trillion question. And I know that this is the question you have as well, because I heard callers asking it earlier, and it's what I was already thinking. We know that from regular viruses, whether they're flu viruses, cold viruses, corona, any of it, that they can't replicate if you have, it's almost impossible if you have enough vitamins and minerals of all the essential types. That means magnesium, that means zinc, that means C, that means D, vitamin K, that they can't replicate in your cells. That then protects the mitochondria. But if it's just a straight up spike that's like a bullet, a weapon, and then your body also attacks that and causes an autoimmune response, I don't know what you do. And obviously, Pfizer and others admit the shedding. It's in their own literature. They have Snopes saying it's not true because it's in the damn, you know, Pfizer admissions that we don't know if pregnant women should have this. We don't know if a woman breastfeeding should have it and whether it'll shed or infect the child. And now they're admitting it's happening. And even NPR and USA Today had scientists going, you know, 6 months ago, we're worried the vaccine will cause new strains and make the body create new viruses, which it can do. They're way more advanced than they've, you know, told the general public. This is, they've been really obsessed with this for a while, and this is the soft kill weapon. And it just attacks different people different ways. Some people are going to live 20 years, some are going to live 6 months, and it's pretty clear it's shedding. And so you've got a lot of camps for Jews and Christians saying, we don't want people that have had the vaccine around our kids. This is not a vaccine. Turns your body into an engine of, you know, biological pollution. You got the left trying to intimidate us to take it because they're married to Satan and the state. You've got all these different schools and different Whole Food type places that aren't Whole Foods, but other grocery stores saying, don't come in if you're vaccinated. And, you know, that's not bullying. That's pushback because they're the ones trying to tell us we won't have a life till we submit to them. How about things we own? We just say, you're not welcome. So they start thinking about what's happening because the left runs on peer pressure. They're followers. They run on the left-hand path. They're basically Satanists. Or they're useful idiots that buy into, I'm the good guy, the TV said so. They're useful idiots and Satanists that want to be powerful and Satanists that are in power. And that's really what it comes down to, and it's extremely serious. So you've got my commitment that I'm going to reach out to a bunch of scientists and a bunch of medical doctors, and we're going to really twist Sherry Tenpenny's arm, too, to get back on. So I really respect her. But I know a lot of other epidemiologists and scientists, people need to contact Wolfgang Wudarg, Dr. Yidon, all of them, and say, is there any counter to once it's replicating, to get it out of you, or if you're around people to protect yourself or at least mitigate it? I mean, that's where we are. They try to keep you from knowing about vitamins and minerals that are essential. They're just as essential as oxygen or water. You just, it takes longer to die if you don't have them. And that stuff's like 100%, folks. The problem is some people get so old, their guts are messed up, you can't absorb it. Then there's that issue. But the cardiovascular is so clogged up, your body can't get the nutrients to the cells. So, but if you've got good cardiovascular and stuff or decent, vitamins and minerals, you're bulletproof. But not with all of this from what I know. I mean, I don't know. I hope vitamins and minerals are the answer. Because Lord knows I've been taking a lot more of them. And I feel more energy and a lot better. By the way, with inflation coming up, all the craziness, we have locked in last year's prices of 10% lower in 2021. But prices are going up everywhere in commodities and food to the highest levels ever recorded in the futures cost. And even current numbers are record increases, 6.8 or whatever it was for just last month versus the previous record of 5.8, I think it was. But I covered that with the documents yesterday. You need to get storable food. We've got it ready to ship you. It's high quality. They're going to have to go up on Monday. I twisted their arm again for a few more days. A lot of folks wanted to get paid on Friday so they could get the storable food ordered. It's a very smart thing to be able to eat insurance and to be able to lock in your dollar value now and then have this that lasts, you know, 20-something years if you need it. But I think you'll be eating it a lot quicker than that. It's high quality. It's what I use for my family. PrepareWithAlex.com. PrepareWithAlex.com or 888-253-3139. 3139 to call. We can answer all your questions, take your orders, get your order in. It'll be shipping out by Monday to you and your family. I would not wait. I'd get prepared now. The Globals want you dependent. 2 weeks ago, I launched a sale on all the high-quality storable foods at PrepareWithAlex.com, and I pointed out that the Bloomberg Global Food Index shows that current crop purchases being made for the end of the summer when the crops are completed around the world is up 76%. That alone will cause civil unrest and major problems. Since then, inflation has exploded in the last 2 weeks. You've seen the pipeline crises. You've seen Governor Whitmer shutting down or trying to shut down the pipeline in Michigan. This is a concerted operation. And so, listeners have had a huge response to our big sale, 2020 prices in the year 2021. 10% off all storable foods, preparewithalex.com. Now, the sale ended yesterday, so I'm now, because of a lot of requests, extending it through Sunday, and then it absolutely has to end. So, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, year supplies, highest quality water filters, and so much more. PrepareWithAlex.com. It's the best tool you're going to find on high-quality storable food for you and your family and your community. Get ready now at PrepareWithAlex.com.
Intentional this is, the ultimatum that was given by Joe Biden, making it clear to all Americans that you'll obey or that you'll be silenced. And the death sentence is intentionally designed, in my opinion, to further the globalist agenda for the depopulation that we keep talking about, the control, the compliance, for the power. None of this is by accident. It's a very well thought out, carefully manufactured, methodically implemented plan that includes, as Alex was alluding to before the break, it includes every asset at the disposal of the government, including the influence that these elitists hold using money as leverage to coerce corporate America, professional sports, Hollywood, big tech, print media, major broadcast networks, cable news outlets, into constantly feeding the masses with really well-written, very appropriately constructed propaganda. It's impossible to go anywhere without seeing signs encouraging or requiring masking, constant reminders about how inconvenient life will be should you continue to resist what we used to refer to as an experimental injection. No longer do I believe it's an experiment. It's also part of the plan. The doubt that you and I have about the so-called vaccine, that was anticipated. And countermeasures have been put into place to combat any resistance that we might bring forth. These people are evil, but they are well organized. They're the devil in human form, but they're intelligent, well-connected, deep-rooted, powerful people who have been able to manipulate the world into believing that the United States government is actually acting in the best interest of its people, but has systematically been working to destroy us for decades. People like George Soros have been able to infiltrate every level of government. They've influenced the criminal justice system. They've politicized command staffs at law enforcement agencies. They've funded the campaigns of radical progressive DAs and other candidates, ensuring that no opposition could stand in the way of a total takeover and the successful toppling of a political system that has governed and operated this republic for centuries. You guys, the state is so deep. The depths of the swamp that Donald J. Trump promised to drain was so carefully silenced under this cone of silence that these authoritarians operate inside of, influencing circuit, district, appellate, Supreme Courts at the state and federal levels, corrupting the judiciary so greatly that the entire system will always operate in the best interest of the elite. The amount of time that it's taken to pull the curtains back and catch just a glimpse of what's really going on is only a fraction as compared to the centuries that it would take to expose every single player in the game that's responsible for this hostile takeover and destruction of liberty, which is why we get so frustrated wondering, why is Hillary Clinton still walking around? Why have there been no military tribunals? Why is it okay for Obama to spy on, you know, on Trump as a campaigning person and even into his presidency? They're looking for the total destruction and frustration of our liberty. Freedom is only an illusion at this point, and there isn't a baby born today that will ever truly know what it means to be a free being. Imagine that. The top paid bureaucrat in the United States government is not a person elected by we the people. He's not somebody that was sent as a representative of our will, but instead an installed personification of Satan himself with unilateral authority to implement regulatory policy, to completely transform infrastructure, our educational system, to collapse small business, to restrict the movement of healthy people, to terminate constitutional rights right in front of us in the name of a virus that he funded, that was intentionally released, and that he continues to lie about every single day. Anthony Fauci is a criminal. And this guy, along with the help of the state that claims to operate in your best interest, has been able to do all of it behind the cloak of a virus with a recovery rate of nearly 100%. Let that sink in. So now you have to ask yourself, what's it going to look like when something really deadly impacts the globe? Something with real teeth. Some real effective bioweapon. Something designed to mutilate, to spread like wildfire and kill. Something carefully fashioned for complete destruction, something the masses will voluntarily run toward, physically fight for, and push to the front of the line, begging to be injected with. As we watch our favorite actors, Hall of Fame players, political icons, people of influence and stature, these people will advocate for your demise because they don't know any better. A former president with a grassroots following will tout this lethal concoction and will probably take credit for its distribution because he's guarded by gatekeepers, and he will never realize until it's too late the amount of blood that will soak his hands. At which point, I believe the plan will be that he will be targeted by the state. He'll be taken into custody and he'll be tried before the military in front of the entire world to take a fall that's been designed in secret for many years. None of it is coincidence. Nothing is by accident. These masks trap germs and viruses, blowing up the number of positive PCR tests, which we have been told by its inventor are completely unreliable. He called Anthony Fauci a liar and a fraud decades ago, but nobody noticed. Nobody listened. The explosion of these positive tests just magically leads now to the disappearance of influenza, deadly heart conditions, diabetic ketoacidosis, strokes, and all these other causes of death. It's a miracle. But meanwhile, the injection ultimatum cannot be disregarded as stupid or unplanned. It's not a geriatric moment by the installed fake president. It's on purpose. If Dr. Ruby is right, and if this study is right, and if America's frontline doctors are right, and if Dr. Carrie Madej is right, and if Dr. Tenpenny is right, and if Dr. McCullough and so many more, the list goes on and on, the injection is going to make the injected person more susceptible to damage, imminent great bodily harm or death when they come into contact with any other virus, any other coronavirus, any other kind of sickness, major damage to their organs, catastrophic failure causing death. They've been primed for death. Of course it's okay for you to take your mask off. It's part of the plan. This isn't some big new shocking announcement or revelation. Behave, obey, you might get your 4th of July. They were priming us for all of this. Of course it's okay for you to take your mask off, inside and out, after being fully vaccinated. You got to get a hold of your neighbors. You got to get a hold of your church congregation. You got to get a hold of your friends. I had Dr. Ruby hold on. I want to have her here, holding her over. We're going to have her back for another segment because I have some pretty specific questions for her. This is a big deal. I mean, I'm not a medical expert, which is why we reach out to them, but you have to stay informed and you have to make sure that you grab a hold of somebody and tell them this is not the experiment you think it is. You didn't research this, because if you take this thing, you are the research. You're the laboratory animal that they skipped over when they rushed this thing through emergency use to the market, knowing exactly what it was going to do to the masses. We'll get Dr. Ruby to come back and weigh in on all of that as we continue on BandMess.TV. My name is Stu Peters, in for Alex Jones. Find me at StuPeters.TV. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's okay to take your mask off inside and out after being fully vaccinated. Now, OSHA, really big news for us, is saying if you require your employees to be vaccinated as a condition of employment, i.e. for work-related reasons, then any adverse reaction to the COVID-19 vaccine will be work-related. That's a tremendous first step by OSHA. Because we know about these adverse reactions. We talked about VAERS data. We broke that story on my show. Conveniently, after I started talking about specific VAERS occurrences, 5-month-old baby, 15-year-old kid, 16, 17-year-old kids, conveniently, the day that I brought attention to that on my platform, the search function for the VAERS website went completely dark. It went down. It was disabled. You could not get in there. The site could not be found. And then later that evening, Tucker started talking about it on his program. He kind of scratched the surface of this VAERS stuff. And then when you go back now that it's up and you look for the specific VAERS cases that I highlighted on the show, they are now gone. So they continue to manipulate, move around the information as we find it, but it's there if you dig for it. I can't do all the research for you. You know, Alex does a good job of his team. They can't do all the, Dr. Tenpenny, Dr. Ruby, they can't do all of the research for you. We're doing it and bringing it to you, but you have to go and get into the URLs, get into the web, talk to people who have had real experiences. While we were in break right there, I received an email from a listener whose sister has had now an adverse reaction to the vaccine. She wants to know if it's a coincidence. Well, I'm not the medical expert, but we do have the medical expert here. Dr. Ruby is nice enough to stay with us and hold over. So these people have been primed for death, which is basically what Dr. Ruby alluded to when she was on my show last. She's here again. Dr. Ruby, OSHA has announced that any employees that you require to be vaccinated, who have an adverse reaction, that adverse reaction would then become work-related. So in other words, these employers could potentially be held accountable. My concern is, whoever OSHA's counterpart is in the educational sphere for these colleges, for these kids that are going back, that are being required, these young adults are being required to take this injection, to take the jab, to get the shot in the arm before they're allowed to return to in-person classes on their campus. This is going to be absolutely catastrophic if the study that you brought to our attention, that we broke to the world the other day, is accurate, which I don't see any way to really dispute the evidence. I mean, we saw the spike proteins, we saw the graph, we saw the study that you brought. What's going to happen to our young adults?
Stu, this is why we're trying to get the word out. First of all, the OSHA decision is actually good news because it puts the onus of responsibility and accountability for injury from these injections back onto the entity that's demanding it. And as you mentioned, if we could get that same expectation for colleges and universities that are demanding it, or any entity, if we shift that burden, you'll see how fast those demands and those requirements are changing. Some employers are now realizing that if they're responsible, then they're going to have to pay directly because the companies that they contract with for group insurance are already backing away, and they are saying, we're not covering that for your group employees. So that means it's going to fall back onto the corporation that's demanding that their employees, as a condition of either new employment or continued employment, get these injections. So this is a good thing, but I share your worry.
Yeah, what I posted on Twitter the other day was that in response, large contractors have now said that they have changed or will change their vaccination policy to only recommend and not require. So my question was, and I recognize this is a very good thing, but my question was, for these colleges, for these universities, the deans, the people that oversee the faculty there, who is the organizing body, like the OSHA of the work environment? Who's the organizing body? But what do? You go to the government, the people that are perpetuating this, the people that are pushing this onto us. What do? Go to the Department of Education? I mean, these are the people that are advocating for these students to do it, making it impossible for them to go unvaccinated and return to class. So they're essentially telling them, you will never be successful at completing your degree, completing your education, all of your childhood dreams to become whatever it was that you wanted to become that you have now gone to study for, you will not realize that. You'll never get that success unless you roll the dice and take this shot in the arm that we are now seeing has been intentionally designed and released to cause catastrophic health conditions, including death.
Well, the difference between the employers and the OSHA decision and the colleges demanding vaccine or injection prior to coming back to school is that, you know, in the first case, that's your employment. And so there is a way to put that back, that accountability back on the employer. In the case of colleges and universities, I want to point out to parents and students alike, you have a choice of where you go to college or university. And so, yes, I understand that you might already be admitted, you might already be on your way to completing your degree, and you've invested a lot in it. But it's either your life or your college degree, most conveniently, shortest route through this particular university. We have a lot more power than we think.
You're talking about lifelong events as well, not just your degree. I mean, yeah, you said this is your life, but if you do survive it, go ahead. I'm sorry. There's a little delay here. I'm not trying to interrupt you.
Yeah, so sorry. I know. Sometimes there is. What I'm saying is that parents and their children, their teens or their college-age children, are consumers. Where it's a little bit different in the employment setting. So I'm happy to see that. I would like to see the same responsibility shifted to any entity that demands in a bilateral relationship, business relationship, like colleges and universities, that they take the accountability. But I want parents and students to remember, you have choice. And there are, just like there are shops and businesses and gyms and salons that do not require vaccination, injection, whatever you want to call it, or masks. We bring our business there. So we have a little more freedom in choosing where we go. And you do have that freedom to choose. Leave your college and university. It's not worth your life and your illness.
Yeah, we're seeing now, I got an email from a listener of the Stu Peters Show today. I'm looking at it right now. Delta Airlines has now sent out an email. We learned this morning that their policy is going to be that for all new hires, they will be required to be vaccinated. You will not be considered for employment at Delta Airlines if you have not had the shot in the arm. The article that I read this morning did not indicate what they were going to do with current employees of the airline, but now I just got an email from an employee at Delta Airlines. She screenshot, or he screenshot, the email from Delta Airlines to all employees that said, basically, you're going to take this shot in the arm or you're going to be fired. Got about 30 seconds left here. Dr. Ruby, any final words?
Yeah. You know, in The Wizard of Oz, the good witch said, you have the power the whole time. You have the power. All of these flight attendants, particularly right now in Delta's corporation, band together and either left or went on strike, whatever, used their collective power to say no to Delta and leave them with no help. It's, again, it's not worth your life. Just wait. Hashtag just wait. So if they did that, I think they'd turn Delta around immediately.
I've got to get to a break, but we appreciate you being here, and I know that we'll talk to you again soon. Stick around. More of the Alex Jones Show right after this. My name is Stu Peters at BandMiss.tv.
It's Thursday morning, May 13th. I'm sitting in my studio getting ready to go live, and I am just cutting this bulletin to all the listeners and all the viewers so you understand how serious the situation is. Just 2 weeks ago, I predicted you'd see massive inflation explode, that they would cut off more pipelines. I said it on air more than 50 times because America is under strategic globalist attack in an economic trade war to make sure China wins. This is World War III. And I told listeners, you need to get storable food. You need to get water filtration. Those are some of the basics you need. And we have the best storable food at the lowest prices you're going to find anywhere. Now, the sale was supposed to end yesterday, but I'm running it through the 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th because so many people have requested that I extend it so people have a chance to get this great deal, 2020 prices in the year 2021. And then my Patriot's going to have to go up on prices because everybody else is already, and the raw materials are skyrocketing. They have the food ready to ship right now at preparewithalex.com, 10% off.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
War on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You know, we talked about the virus and the injection, the poison, the takeover, the hostile toppling, the lies of Anthony Fauci. He funded this thing, intentionally released it, used it to lock everyone down, distract away from everything that's going on. This is the criminal activity that we have seen that has actually been brought to light with no action whatsoever. The criminal activity of the cabal, the deep state, these globalist puppeteers that are manipulating Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, all these people are so radical and so fake that we can see it every time that you turn on the mainstream media. When you look at even outlets that were typically conservative outlets, you now see it's very obvious that it's all fake. The pundits are fake. The witnesses are fake. The experts are fake. And these people are all manipulated by the likes of Soros and the Rothschilds and the Obamas, who, for all intents and purposes, he's in his third term here. He said that he was going to fundamentally change the country. Well, about that, he was not lying. And the crimes that have been committed that we know about are unfathomable. And we're now just only scratching the surface of this exposure. And the media, meanwhile, seems to have moved on past the violent insurrection. And nobody wants to talk about it anymore, but we haven't forgotten about it. And Paul Gosar brought up a really great question the other day about where are these peaceful protesters, where are these patriotic Trump supporters now? Are they still being hunted down by Joe Biden's FBI? Are they still being charged with misdemeanor trespassing? And then looking at 3 decades of imprisonment? The illusion of freedom is fake also, right along with the media. Don't you dare talk about any of this intimidation. Don't you ever talk about any of this social pressure. Don't you ever talk about, Ashley Babbitt again, because now you're just a crazy radical conspiracy theorist and you may be Baker acted or involuntarily committed or drugged. They'll throw away the key. Well, my next guest is Lauren Witzke. She is the national spokesperson for the Hold the Line PAC. She is also not afraid at all. We won't be silenced. We still have questions about that day. We want answers for the deep state and the media lies. We want an immediate declassification of any intelligence surrounding what I would refer to as an execution of Ashley Babbitt. Lauren, thanks for being here. To that, you say what?
Absolutely. Paul Gosar, Congressman Gosar, has been the only elected official, the only Republican who has publicly even mentioned Ashley Babbitt's name. She was murdered in cold blood, unarmed, an ex-veteran. She was a veteran. She fought for our country, and they hunted her down and murdered her with no warning, no excuse. And now we aren't even able to find out who the officer was that murdered her. Everything is conditioned. They are trying to condition us into believing that we, as Americans, Trump-supporting or conservative or Christian Americans, our lives don't matter or they matter less than people like George Floyd, who got justice for what happened to him. But people like Ashley Babbitt are beneath people like George Floyd. They're trying to condition us, and nobody is fighting for us except for Paul Gosar. He was the first one who wrote a letter to the FBI yesterday, I believe it was, or 2 days ago, trying to find out why young Americans who didn't even go into the Capitol building for the selfie insurrection are put on the no-fly list. People like me, who didn't go in the building, innocent, law-abiding protesters practicing our First Amendment right, are put on the domestic terrorist watch list. They're harassing and throwing Trump supporters in prison, solitary confinement, still sitting there, rotting in jail, and nobody is defending
them. That's not an exaggeration of the truth either, because I specifically can name a couple of names, but one of them that sticks out in my mind is the political prisoner, Sean Bradley Weitzman. He was a journalist. He's a journalist from here in the Minneapolis Twin Cities metropolitan area who went there. He did nothing. Everything that he did there was documented, either recorded or it was live on social media. If the guy was going to try to hide something, it would be ridiculous to believe that he would record himself in some sort of criminal activity. He was ushered into an open door, much like the single mother of a 10-year-old who's now looking at and pregnant, looking at 30 years in prison for being escorted in by officers. The thing was a setup, Lauren.
Yeah, absolutely. The gentleman that put his feet on Nancy Pelosi's desk, now he's facing 82 months in federal prison while we had rioters and looters burning federal buildings with federal officers inside in Portland. But like I said before, it's all conditioning to condition us into believing that our lives are less value than the people who are on the left, the people like George Floyd, people like BLM, Antifa. They know The FBI knows that there are cells of Antifa terrorists who go and agitate and set up Trump supporters or set up conservatives to disrupt and bash these, you know, cause chaos in our events. You know, they've known this. This happened in Charlottesville. The same thing happened in Charlottesville. And a man named James Field was hunted down. He was chased down by a man with an AK-47. And now James Field is serving life in prison for that. See, that was just conditioning back then. Everything they're doing is leading up to this point. You know, they're arresting pastors, dragging them through the streets in Canada, and they're making sure that we see it here in the media because they're conditioning us, because that's what's next. They are going to come and they're going to drag us through the streets and throw us all in prison just for our political beliefs. And nobody in the Republican Party is standing up for us, and shame on them. In fact, actually, they joined in with the Fox News narrative, with the Newsmax narrative, that we're domestic terrorists and that this is an insurrection. I couldn't even get out of D.C. After peacefully protesting outside of the Capitol building, I couldn't even get out of D.C. before they're calling for me to be thrown in Guantanamo Bay. These people are shameful. They're spineless and they're despicable. But they are starting
to
speak up. You knew exactly
what happened. You saw exactly what occurred. You had a firsthand account. You knew that what was being reported in the media was a completely manufactured lie, including using a heroic cop in their narrative to make us believe that Trump-supporting violent insurrectionist, murderous cop killers wielding a fire extinguisher, savagely beaten in cold blood until he was dead. And now we know that to be a complete lie. You tried to blow the whistle saying on Newsmax that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer incited that violence and that insurrection by ignoring the call for security and ushering these people in there, and you got your segment cut. You got your segment cut because that is not the narrative that fits. That is not the narrative that works. And this Ashley Babbitt execution that was done in cold blood as part of the setup is the same cold blood that is now setting up everybody that was there. Whether you were at the Ellipse or not, whether you were inside of the building or not, you could have been just in the D.C. area. If you're a Bank of America customer, no doubt you've been approached by the FBI wondering why you were spending money there at that time. There is no secret that you're right. Artur Pawlowski, who was jailed, the Polish pastor who was jailed in Canada, you are absolutely right. They are conditioning us for this. That is an amazing revelation. And we're going to keep you here because here's the question that I have for you, Lauren, is, and we only have a minute left, so I'm going to get you on the flip side of the break here. The question that I have for you is, now what, right? Because we see everything that's coming. We see people like Sean Bradley Weitzman. He's looking at, I mean, misdemeanor charges that are carrying 30 years in prison. Somebody told these cops to walk away. Somebody told these officers to turn their back. When Ashley Babbitt was shot, now I worked in the law enforcement world for almost two decades, for 18 years, albeit as a bail enforcement agent, a bail investigator, a bounty hunter, whatever you want to call it. But I've been in a lot of scenes where critical incidents happened and so on and so forth. When an officer fires a gun, you better believe that every single asset in that department and probably neighboring cities are coming there. They're responding to calls. They're taking the pressure of the load of calls for service off of the department that was involved in the officer involved shooting. They're there to help and give support wherever they can. These people just calmly walked away from this. And I'm not a tin foil hat wearing conspiracy theorist. I'm the realist here. We are the realists. We are awake. Alex says, if you're here, you're part of the resistance. We are part of the Great Awakening, and more of it is coming up with Lauren Witzke right after this on the Alex Jones Show at BandNist.tv.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Summer's Eve on a train.
Hey, it's Stu Peters. Find me at stupeters.tv. Also, reminder, here's a shameless plug for you. The truth always lives at redvoicemedia.com. Make sure that you give us a check. I really would appreciate it if you'd check us out. Come over and support us. We're there telling the truth all the time. Redvoicemedia.com and stupeters.tv. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. She is a Republican who, by the way, garnered more votes than any other Republican in the history of her state. As a first-time run. She's the national spokesperson for the Hold the Line pack. She's an America First, God-loving conservative. She's unafraid, and she joins us now. Her name is Lauren Witzke. You can find her on Gab at Lauren Witzke, D-E, as in Delaware. Lauren, the way to stop this, I think, is obvious, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but getting loud seems to be really effective. Because if you look at what's happening in the world right now, the smallest fraction of a percent of people with the loudest bullhorns seem to be the ones that are making the most difference. When you talk about race baiters like Ibram Kendi, people that are employed by Soros like Black Lives Matter Incorporated, these Antifa purple-headed crackpot basement-dwelling video game players, these people are just making a lot of noise. They're burning things down. They're trapping law enforcement officers inside of buildings and lighting them on fire. They're throwing urine bombs at police officers. They are ruining businesses. They created an entire summer of carnage. We don't have to rehash it. Everybody knows what happened last summer. It's going to continue again. Riot season has only just begun. It's only a matter of time before another officer is involved with a critical incident or any use of force situation. And I know that you're not a law enforcement expert, but there's to weigh in on this. What is it that needs to be done? Are we looking at parents that are out in California right now, specifically in one district, that are standing up and saying we've had enough of this critical race theory? I mean, they're really holding these people's feet to the fire right now, saying, no, we're not, I don't want my kids being taught like this. I don't want them reading from these books in school. I don't want them being taught that they are lesser of a person because they're white and they will never apologize for this. Is that what we need to do? Just take a hard stand right now and just, no, we're not doing it.
Yes, absolutely. You know, we have got to stop the conditioning. We have to shut down and completely reject their narrative that we are not allowed to have a voice, that we deserve to be silenced, or that we deserve to be murdered just because we're conservative or supported Donald Trump. You know, what we saw with the school board, the parents literally drove out the school board. Who was trying to push critical race theory, and they were doing the mask mandates, and people, the parents took their rights back, and they did it legally. People need to understand, as a conservative, though, Biden's DOJ is weaponized against you, so if you do break the law, they will take it to the fullest extent and prosecute you to the fullest extent of the law. So we have to be extra careful to make sure that we protect ourselves, but you can make your voice heard.
Yeah. How can you be careful but yet effective at the same time? Because if we're not allowed to be loud, you know, if we're not allowed to burn heads in the street and hold, I mean, we remember holding the bleeding head of the president in the air. I mean, these types of things, these liberal, radical, progressive terrorists, they get a pass. But God-fearing, Christian, Anglo-Saxon, white, patriot, America, freedom-loving, liberty-embracing, red, white, and blue, blue-collar workers, we get the shaft. We get incarcerated, viciously hunted down for taking a selfie at the Capitol and looking at 30 years of imprisonment. So really, what avenues do we have to take action?
Well, you can get loud. You can build networks with your people and your friends. But also you can hold your elected officials accountable. You know, we have been putting pressure on the Republican Party to stand up for the January 6th protesters. And you know what? Paul Gosar was a champion for us. He came through for us. He is the one who asked who killed Ashley Babbitt. He was the first elected official to do that. We should demand that from all of our Republican elected officials and condemn them for joining in with Fox News's, Newsmax's narrative that it was an insurrection, completely and utterly throwing us all under the bus and condemning us to the mercy of Biden's weaponized DOJ is what they did by listening and participating in that narrative that the left created. You know, they know that there are Antifa cells everywhere. They know that there are the real domestic terrorists aren't white Christians. However, they hate us and they want us dead. They want us thrown in prison. They want to destroy our lives. So they are weaponizing and organizing every outlet they can now that they're in power to take it out against us. So we have to be vocal. We have to be loud. We have to combat their narrative. We have to completely reject it. And not only that, we have to mock it. You know, we have to mock these people and make them feel stupid because you know what? A granny selfie insurrection, quote unquote, you know, that is paled in comparison to the rioting, looting mob in the 2020 summer that we had that was pure hell because we catered and allowed Black Lives Matter to burn our country to the ground, where Republicans, most of them didn't say anything. People like Dan Crenshaw actually came to the mob and took down our historical monuments. That's disgraceful.
Ashley Babbitt was executed. She was executed in cold blood.
She was.
No, and nobody's saying a thing about it. Can you imagine
if that same situation would have happened on the streets of Baltimore, where, you know, the person that was shot would have been a black person and the cop would have been a white person. Can you imagine if that would have happened in Chicago and then the entire police force just walks away? They just walk away like nothing ever happened. It's what happened inside of the Capitol building, the Capitol of the United States of America. A woman was gunned down by a law enforcement officer and nobody is saying a peep. Nobody is demanding justice for Ashley Babbitt whatsoever. It is an absolute travesty, and I cannot believe the silence, the deafening silence that this media is just, they're completely shut down on this narrative. I mean, there's all of these theories about Ashley Babbitt not being dead and all this other stuff. Listen, the woman was shot and killed by a cop. Nobody is saying a thing.
Yeah, and people were too afraid to even ask who killed her, you know, because they had conditioned us into believing that we were domestic terrorists when we were just peaceful protesters. You know, that is what was all over the news. Even news outlets that were supposedly on our side, like Fox News or Ben Shapiro, even Meghan McCain was saying that I needed to be thrown in Guantanamo Bay just for attending a peaceful protest sponsored by my president. You know, so there are certainly forces at work that hate us just as much as the Democrats do, even on our side. So we need to identify and weed these people out. But we have to take back our narrative. We have got to combat it, and we have got to not allow this to happen because it is all conditioning and it is built up to this point. And now it's becoming acceptable to throw a Trump supporter in prison for life just because they're conservative or maybe have an outspoken opinion about something that the left doesn't like, the demonic left. It's also spiritual too. It really is a spiritual battle. You know, with Christians right now, we are literally fighting evil. We are literally combating evil, but we have to speak it into life. We have got to stay loud. We've got to stay vocal, and we have got to stay involved. You know, taking back your local legislator is very important as well. Getting involved locally in your party, replacing these rhino losers who are too silent.
Right, to the school board. I mean, even your local PTA, all the stuff that you never really pay attention to at the ballot box, you need to do it. She said demonic. She was banned for it on Twitter because she's not scared of the truth. She's the national spokesperson for the Hold the Line pack. Go find her on Gab at Lauren Witzke, D.E. Thank you so much for being here, dear. We really appreciate it. They're coming after you from every single angle. They're coming at you with the virus. They have crippled an entire country with a virus that has a 99.98% survival rate. They're making you take an injection that you know now, that I know now, that we know now, that medical experts have proven through studies are going to cause catastrophic damage to your organs, to your bodily functions, and probably death. You have been primed for death once you take this thing. Still don't know if there's any way to reverse it, but they're going to make you go take it, or they're going to make your life a living hell, and now they're trying to disarm you. You may not know that if Texas falls with constitutional carry, they're coming after the rest of the country, too. And right now, there's an urgent battle in Texas for gun rights. Constitutional carry is under attack. New York Times does a 20,000-word essay on all the legislation that's happening down in Texas. They conveniently leave that one out. And guess what? Rhino Dan Patrick, the lieutenant governor down there, is fighting. This thing is only steps away from Governor Greg Abbott's desk. It needs to pass. Call Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick down in Texas and let him know. I'm telling you, folks, it's really important. They want to silence you. They want to disarm you. They need you vulnerable in order to take over if they don't kill you with the injection already. Wow. Owen Schroyer is out. I guess Tom Papert is going to be filling in on the War Room. That's coming up next at Ban This TV. My name is Stu Peters. You can always find the truth at redvoicemedia.com. Make sure that you get over there to redvoicemedia.com. My show airs, The Stu Peters Show, Monday through Friday. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. Eastern at stupeters.tv, and I hope to see you over there. Well, I tell you what, and here's what's up to it, here's what's down to it, and any way that you can get to it. And to those who don't do it, may they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. One day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radio. My name is Stu Peters. This is the Alex Jones Show, BanThis.tv. Thanks for having me.
Black. Golden. Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.